don't believe I want any today. Thank you. Just go ahead.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it's been...
been reboiled, recooked.
Okay. What's it called then?
Leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
It don't taste good.
Well, what do you do before you swallow it? You...
I don't know. Sometimes I get up and go spit it out. If it don't suit the taste.
Or with your teeth, you...
chew it.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and he couldn't...
chew it. It's too tough.
Or he could chew it, but he couldn't...
couldn't get the loose in his mouth.
He couldn't what it?
Get off his teeth.
Uh-huh.
That's chewing gum. I can get in my mouth and I got to go take my knife and get told.
You say something got stuck in someone's throat, you say he couldn't what it.
Couldn't swallow it.
And what would you call peas and beets and carrots that you grow yourself?
Vegetables.
Any special name for them if you grow them yourself?
Garden vegetables are regular, but about the only thing I know.
And you grow them in a... out in the...
patches
or
garden and such.
And something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils. You say to someone, would you just
smell something good at cooking?
Uh-huh. Would you just what's that?
I say somebody cooking something good.
Uh-huh. Would you say smell it or smell of it or
I smell something good at cooking.
And you'd say this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is
just had a flavor to it and it made out of something else.
And what is a belt, if you have a leather belt, what would it say on it to tell you that it's made out of cowhide?
It said genuine leather.
And when you were, if you're buying something a couple of hundred pounds at a time, you say you're buying it in?
Bulk lot.
What sort of things would you buy in bulk?
Well, there's several different things you buy in bulk. You buy feed in 100 pounds, you buy a ton if you want to, that's in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
But the groceries, you can't buy much of that in bulk because your money won't hold up.
What's a sweet spread you can put on toast or biscuit?
I don't know. Never did put nothing on.
Jam or what else?
I use we got some strawberry jam, I use that sometimes.
What else besides jam did people used to make?
We used to make jelly. Mayo jelly was good. Peach, apple jelly too.
Mm-hmm. Out of cornmeal, did you ever make anything called a corn dodger?
That's cornmeal dumplings.
They call that a...
just like making a chicken stew.
Mm-hmm.
Or make it in out of cornmeal.
What did people used to call that?
They called it cornmeal dumplings.
What about dodger?
I never did hear it called that, but they called it cornmeal dumplings, all I ever know.
Uh-huh. What do you have on the table to season your food with? What's you?
Pepper and salt.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
Help yourself.
Or what would he tell you if he wants?
I ain't no telling what some of them would tell you. He'd say, I want an apple if he could talk.
You'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
next house up the road somewhere.
Or he lives way...
way down the road.
Or way over...
way across the country somewhere.
Did you ever say over yonder or yonder?
Over yonder, I don't never did say yonder.
Did you ever hear people say that?
Yeah. My grandma, I had an aunt one time, didn't say yonder, she said yonder. I'm going over yonder to fish.
Uh-huh. Where was she from?
She was raised right in this country. It's my granddaddy Beard's sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's not, died an old maid, 80-something years old.